Willkommen beim Wonderful Podcast, Living Yoga off the Mat. Ich bin Wanda Badwal. Ich freue mich, gemeinsam mit dir die faszinierende Welt des Yoga, der Spiritualität und persönlichen Weiterentwicklung zu erforschen, zu hören und zu erfahren, wie wir mehr Liebe, Balance und Erfüllung in unserem täglichen Leben integrieren können. Willkommen bei Wonderful. Schön, dass du hier bist. Hello, you guys, and welcome to this week's podcast. Welcome to the wonderful podcast, Living Yoga Off the Mat. I'm so happy that you're here. And you notice I'm speaking English, which is why I have an international guest on the show again. And I'm super excited because today I have an amazing, inspiring woman on the show, Caroline Ponchoil, my dear friend and sister and colleague. She is a tantric yoga teacher specialized in women's health, sexuality, sensuality, and priestess sacred arts. Caroline teaches hormonal yoga, yin, tantric hatha, and is integrating practices from the Taoism, Chinese medicine, and natural gynecology. She's also a mother, a wife, and such a beautiful, radiant embodiment of the divine feminine. Oh my gosh, you guys, I can't tell you how gorgeous she really is. She lives here in Bali and shares her teachings also here in Bali, Indonesia. And this is also where we got to know each other. We used to teach at the same yoga studio for a while. We always saw each other around at ecstatic dance. And always when I saw her, I was like, oh my gosh, she's just so beautiful, so gorgeous, just such a radiant embodiment really of Shakti, yeah, divine feminine essence. And she's so inspiring. And this is also why I invited her into my yoga teacher training here in Bali. She's already the second time with me. And I invited her because she teaches yin, you know, it's a very sweet treat in the evening, restorative, to really integrate all the information the students get in a day, which is quite a lot. And also she teaches about yoga and pregnancy and also the menstrual cycle and how we can naturally use this information about our natural flow in order to more gracefully schedule our lives in integrity with our menstrual cycle and not work against it or hate it, but really know how to use the special times we as women flow through each month. So, and I thought this is something every woman should know, every yoga teacher should know, which is why it's part of my yoga teacher training here in Bali, which is amazing. And I took the opportunity and said, Caroline, let's sit down and record a podcast because you have so much to teach, so much to share. So what we're going to speak here about is the rise of the divine feminine. You guys must have heard that the divine feminine is rising and what that actually means on a global level. What does women's empowerment really mean? Yeah, does women's empowerment mean to expose ourselves half naked on social media in order to get tons of likes? Probably not. So we talk about that. We talk about Tantra as a practice of embracing all aspects of life. Why slowing down is the ultimate practice of self-care and why slowing down is so crucial in order to connect to our feminine sensuality. Speaking about slowing down, I already slowed down. And also why we lose our libido when we as women try to act and live like a man. And how we can integrate into our daily lives simple practices, how we get up in the morning, how we go to sleep at night, waking up in a more feminine way, already connecting to our feminine essence. So little practices, breathing practices that we will share in this podcast with you. And also we will talk about why it is really beautiful to keep some secrets and mystery as a woman and not expose ourselves too much. So you guys, I really, really loved this conversation with Caroline, and I invite you now to come with us here to Bali and sit with us down and have a really lovely talk about all topics that women are passionate about. So enjoy this conversation. Namaste. Caroline, I'm so happy that you're here. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm also very happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes. So you suggested something that right. we take a few breaths together before we start.
Yes, before we start, let's everybody just take a deep breath into the womb space right now. Big inhale and sigh. Sinking into the womb space, feeling it. And two more like this. Big inhale. And melting the body as you exhale. And another one, big inhale. Into the warm space, into the yoni. Feeling the yoni relax, open to receive. And keep this inner smile for yourself into your body. Nice.
Yay. Caroline already invited us into her practice. So Caroline, would you like to say a few words about your work, what you're doing? You already sprinkled in some words like yoni. So I think some people don't know what that is. Womb space.
Right. So first of all, I want to say what I do. So my name is Caroline Pontual, Caroline Pontual. I'm living here in Bali 4 years already, and I've been working a lot with women the last few years. I'm very inspired to work with women, especially in the area of holistic women's health. And this means that normally what we focus more in my practice, it's embodying the feminine energy. And so normally women, they're in their masculine, in their head. So I help them to be more in their body, to come back to their essence, come back to the womb space. So the womb space, it's our center of power. It's our uterus. It's the reproductive system. So I'm always bringing women back to home, to their self. Also, another point that we focus when I work with women is the sexuality. So we go into tantric practice. We want to release trauma, sexual abuse, but also increase pleasure. Teach them how to have better relationships with their body, with their partners, how to do a sacred union, how to improve their orgasmic capacity, all of that. It's available for us. And sometimes we just need someone to guide us. So I'm so inspired to do this for them. And finally, another thing that I focus on my practice, it's about the health of the reproductive system. So many women, they have lots of candida, urinary infection, or maybe sometimes they're passing through menopause or hormonal imbalance. So I help them to cope their symptoms or even to heal themselves using the natural gynecology knowledge, using the herbs, the natural medicines, the naturopathy protocols to heal themselves. And it's totally possible. It's just a lack of knowledge that sometimes allow us to forget ourselves. Mm-hmm. So basically, that's what I do with them. It's normally I coach them and we look these three aspects in the women's body. Mentally, physically, emotional, all of that together.
Yes, thank you so much. All these topics are so, so, so important for us women to remember and to get back to. And thank you so much for doing the work you're doing. If you could see Caroline right now, she's for me just the embodiment of the feminine. She's just like so gorgeous, wearing like long earrings with feathers on, and she has this long hair and always like embodying for me this femininity. And I'm so inspired by her. And that's why also I invited her into my teacher training, teaching about the menstrual cycle, about yoga and pregnancy. So let's dive in. And the first question I have, Caroline, I always ask every guest here in the podcast is, what moves you right now?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big one. What is moving me right now? Well, right now I feel very inspired by my son. I just had a baby. He's 8 months old. And I'm learning so much with him. Actually, I'm learning how to be a woman. I think being a mother is the next level for me in this feminine work. I'm able to understand my clients much better, the mothers out there, you know. And understanding what they go through, I have much more respect for women nowadays because, wow, it's not easy to be a woman, you know, and we go through so many things as a mother. Wow, it's so intense, it's so demanding, it's so draining. And also it's such a blessing in our lives, and we learn to have this, this huge love capacity of just giving, giving, giving. It's like you even don't understand how is it possible, so much love that comes pouring from you, you know. And so for me, it's moving very strongly, this love, this unconditional love that I'm feeling, this never-ending learning that I'm having with myself. Every day he teaches me so much about life. And also he inspires me to be a better woman, a better person, to give example for him. And I always told myself, I want to have a son because I will show this world a real man, you know. Mm. And now I have a son, so I feel like a deep responsibility to educate him in the most beautiful way, because I really want to put a real man out there, you know, a man that will respect women, that will understand us, that will honor us, and also he will be a real man, hopefully. Like, so I will do my best.
So what is a real man for you?
Exactly, right? That's not a big one. Vanda is not joking here. Wow, what's a real man?
So you said a man who respects women.
That's for sure. A real man, he respects women a lot. He sees us, not only our beauty, but through our strength as well. And don't think that we are weak, but it really sees, recognize, and respect our strength. A man that knows when to help, when to take care of us, when to provide. A man that is showing up for us. A man that knows to love us deeply, unconditionally, and honoring our body, respecting ourselves as a temple.
Mm.
Really making love to us, entering in our sacred temple and really being respectful and feeling like he's the most lucky man to be with these gorgeous women, you know. I think men, a real man is like this, a gentleman that respect women and, yeah. Difficult to put in words.
No, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes. So what I also admire about you, that I feel your attention you put into making things sacred and, you know, creating rituals and taking lots of care, you know, bringing flowers and making yourself beautiful, like, you know, dressing up and taking care and honoring the beauty in this way of taking care of ourselves and, you know, creating a beautiful space, which is also the essence of Tantra, that everything is sacred. So can you tell us a little bit, what is Tantra for you and how do you live it in your life? Another big one.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, what is Tantra for me? Normally people always think about the sexual part. Oh, Tantra is to have amazing sexual life and many full body orgasms. Yes.
Which can happen.
It's also like that. And this is the awesome part of Tantra. For me, Tantra is also the way to embrace life and to embrace the good and the bad of life, the yin and yang. So, and to use, embrace all these parts of life and use them as a tool to grow, to heal yourself and to grow spiritually. So not deny don't go there because it doesn't feel good, so I don't want to pass there. Actually, go there, enjoy, have fun, experience each little part, everything of life, and use this as a tool to your self-growth and to inspire others. Mm-hmm. For me, Tantra, it's a lot about that, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. So you were saying earlier, you know, we are, as women, we are a lot in our heads. And here in Bali, you know, you guys have to imagine, if you've never been in Bali, Bali itself is just an expression of the fullness of the divine feminine. You know, it's just flowers everywhere, you know, falling onto your feet, the frangipanis, you know, you bathe in, you know, beautiful smell and abundance, really, which is the feminine expression. So it's quite easy also for me personally to connect to my divine feminine when I'm here in Bali, because Bali is so feminine itself. Now, back in the Western world, you know, in the Western society, in the cities we live, Germany is very masculine from the energy. You know, I don't know if you've ever been, but it's very masculine. It's a lot about, you know, getting things done, working down the to-do list, productivity, which is also great, but, you know, a lot of productivity, getting things out there, getting things done. And what I see also in my women's work is that women come into the women's circle and saying, like, I don't feel anymore. Like, I don't feel connected to my body. I don't feel connected to my feelings. Like, I don't even know what I'm feeling. And what I see is that women around the world are suffering from trying to press themselves into that masculine form, that masculine society of patriarchy we live in. So, which is why your work is so, so important and so, so, so needed. So can you tell us a little bit about your experiences working with women and what they're telling you, what they're suffering from, why you think this work is just so needed? Yeah.
Well, I think you did a very good introduction about this topic. As you said, the world is very masculine. It's all about achieving. And you are not very respected if you are not achieving anything, or if you're just resting, relaxing, you know, people will say you are lazy, couch potatoes. So anyway, the yin field, the yin energy, the feminine energy, it's not valued anymore. So nowadays, women, they come to me and they say the same. I'm in the masculine energy. I'm burning out. Mm-hmm. I don't feel pleasure. I don't have libido anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'm feeling lost. What should I do? And how can I reconnect to myself? Yeah, and I've been there. And that's why I entered into this world. Actually, it was for self-healing. It was really needed. I graduated in Brazil in law, and I was a lawyer for 2 years, and I burned out. I was not happy, and then I decided to take care of myself, and I undertook like a 10 years journey of self-healing, learning many practice, and yeah, and finally I came into the healing of my feminine energy, and finally it was what was missing. Actually, I undertook a journey of studying nutrition, yoga, but it still was missing something, and I didn't know what it was. And as you said, Bali, it brings all this feminine energy into our lives. And suddenly I understood, actually. I was disconnected from my feminine. And was so much healing when I understood that. And I learned so much. I dove in very deep into those practices. And now I just feel the need to share with my sisters. Because, mm-hmm. as you said, it's so much needed into this world. And women's, we are working everywhere. We are ruling the world as well, but in the masculine energy. And I wish that we can participate of the world, but with love, with this nourishing energy that we can give to the world. And it will make the biggest difference for sure. Another way that I see as well, women, we are the first teachers. So you know, we are the first teachers. When we have a son, all those generations that are coming, they must be educated by women in their feminine energy of love, mm-hmm. of nourishment. And I believe the world will be a better world like this.
Yes, I completely agree. So, like, on a global level, like, there, what I see is there need to be a shift in honoring these feminine qualities of love, of right. compassion, you know, of community. Like coming together and not competing against right. each other, but supporting each other, which is not very masculine, you know, but the masculine wants to, you know, achieve compete. And compete. So what I also see is that we women need to realize that if we keep playing that masculine game, that we work against our own nature mm-hmm. and inevitably, as you said, burn out.
Right.
So women come to you also speaking like, I feel burned out, I have no libido. And I know that from myself when I'm a lot in my masculine, yeah, that working. And I think even men have that. Like I read a study lately about that, that even more men don't have libido because they're working also too much in their own masculinity, right? Like
yes.
working so much and don't feel any pleasure, don't feel like they want to have sex anymore. So what would you say like for people's like, I don't have libido anymore?
What I would say, first, I would ask many questions mm-hmm. to understand the roots, why you're not having libido. And one thing to look at, maybe you're not happy with your life. Maybe you're not excited about the things you are doing. Maybe you are burning out, you are working too much. Maybe you are in your mind, in your head all the time, you cannot relax. Relaxation is one of the main parts for high libido, for feel pleasure. You for have sex, you must to relax is mm-hmm. the first point. And if you are all the time tense in your head, thinking, worrying, definitely you will not feel like have sex.
No.
It can be the most beautiful person in front of you. It will not work, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we must come back to our bodies and feel the body. And one very good practice for that is to slow down. Mm-hmm. And there are many ways to slow down. And even when you make love, try to make love slower. Slowing down. And this brings more sensitivity to our bodies. It's really nice and it works.
Yes, I can recommend this book, Slow Sex.
Oh yeah, that's great.
Did you read it?
No, but I know that
Diana Richardson.
Right.
Yeah,
she's great.
She's amazing.
Actually, her book, the other book, I don't remember the name, but one of her books was my first book of Tantra, like 10 years ago.
Amazing.
Yeah, so she was really inspired for me.
Yeah, she's amazing. So slowing down, that's already a good one. Getting into the body, right? Feeling our bodies. What are other practices? Because really, like here in Bali, we are spoiled. You know, there's massages everywhere. You can go into a water flower bath, no problem, every day. The frangipani is in your hair, right? So, but like back in Germany, like life is quite different. So what would you recommend for women in their everyday lives, you know, even if they're mothers, you know, what can they do like to really come back to their feminine and do some practices that are, you know, easy to integrate?
Great question. I would tell them first thing to slow down, mm-hmm. do not rush. So if they need to work at 8 o'clock, maybe they wake up 2 hours before to have 1 hour to themselves. Mm-hmm. This is really important. They should do this in the morning and at least in the afternoon, at night, sorry, if it's possible. So morning and night. So start your day as a woman. Because when that's a very important point as well. So when we are sleeping, we are neutral. So when you wake up, you are neutral. You are not on your feminine or in your masculine. You are still neutral. And then if it first thing you do when you wake up is go into your phone or read a book or think about work, you are straight away going to your masculine energy, mm-hmm. activating the brain. But if the first thing you do is to breathe into your womb space, connecting to your center of power as a woman, the uterus, the ovaries, and circulate this energy and breathe and observe how you feel in this morning. What's going on? What are the sensations in your body? And after that, maybe you do a nice massage on your lower belly, in your womb, in your uterus, or maybe you do a breast massage, which is very special, very good for women. Every day I would recommend a breast massage. Very good for the hormonal balance as well. So this is one way to wake up. So wake up, do a massage, breathe into the womb. And then during the day, if you have a little bit of time during the afternoon or something like that, take some time to maybe nap or maybe do something that gives you pleasure. Mm-hmm. That make you slow down again, make you be in your own body. Maybe you want to sing, mm-hmm. or maybe you want to draw something or paint. Do some creative work if it's possible. What else? And then at night, also do the same thing. Finish your day in the feminine energy, reconnecting to your womb space, massaging yourself and feeling, connecting to your body and observing what is moving you in that time, what is happening in your body, in your mind. And as you do this every day, you will start to feel that your intuition, it will start to pop up. Mm-hmm. You will start to understand yourself more in a different way. And they say it's your womb speaking to you. Mm-hmm. And I also say it's your intuition is speaking to you. Another practice, very beautiful for women, it's during their moon cycle when they are menstruating. They collect their blood and give to the earth. Mm-hmm. And I really love to do this practice. Mm-hmm. And it's a great way for women to reconnect to themselves, to reconnect to their blood, because many women don't feel good about their blood. They feel ashamed. They feel mm-hmm. it's dirty. And when you reconnect to your blood, you are connecting to your hormones, to your body. You are honoring yourself as a woman. And this is really powerful. Maybe it sounds a little bit silly, you know, you just give blood to the earth. But actually, it has a very deep meaning into the subconscious. Mm-hmm. And I see this transformation in my clients when they do this. Mm-hmm. They start to heal from myomas, mm-hmm. endometriosis, mm-hmm. very serious conditions. Mm-hmm. But what has shifted on them is this reconnection and acceptance and honoring of their body, of their selves. So it's big.
Mm, it's super big. I also am right now also doing a course, an online course on womb healing. And there's also that practice of giving back the blood. And she was describing the same things that you said, how powerful that is, giving back to Mother Earth. Right. And that's something also what I see, why I can also explain it's so powerful, is that honoring the divine feminine is about owning nature. It's really about our mother. Like, and what we're doing right now to nature is we're suffocating her, we're destroying her, and it's not, we don't respecting Mother Nature, and we don't, you know, meet her with respect, with gratitude. And so I think doing that is a ritual itself, which, you know, connects us on an energetic level with the mother.
Yes.
And the mother within, the feminine within, as we, you know, give back our blood.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, what is going on right now on a global level, like, you know, the whole topic about sustainability, climate change. I mean, it's really about honoring our divine feminine. That's how I see it. It's about honoring Mother Earth, Gaia, right. which is a goddess in yes. so many cultures.
Yes.
And it's really about, yeah, raising the consciousness. So there's this, you know, and this is so beautiful, like around the globe, I feel more and more women, you know, doing women's work, doing moon cycle work, doing women's circles. So There's a saying, the divine feminine is rising, right?
So
how do you feel that? Like, how, what does that mean for you? Like, how do you observe what is happening also on a global level, and your friends, your sisters, like, how do you see that?
For me, it's very clear, the rising of the feminine. As we can see, the women, they are becoming stronger in the society. They are having more power. Their voice are louder. They are becoming presidents. They are becoming CEOs. They are really having the power to make change. So this is something really big, especially if you see the history, what happened to women many years ago. So women are really rising and growing and becoming stronger. As I said before, the importance now is to rise with this divine feminine energy and not into the masculine competitive energy that we talked before. I see also the rising of the feminine in men, among the men. They are becoming more sensitive and more... Many men, they are cultivating their feminine side. I see many men doing this, listening more, becoming more sensitive, more slowing down, becoming more intuitive, dancing and more creative and giving value for this feminine side of life. Those are some aspects that I see nowadays.
Yeah. And I think it's something you say is so important, that the divine feminine is rising is not only about us women respecting, nurturing our feminine side, but also the men respecting, nurturing their feminine, which is all about, you know, connecting to the emotions, feeling more, allowing themselves to feel. Right. And that's something I think is so important as well, that men start to honor these feminine aspects within them, because we have both, no matter which gender we are. Yeah, I mean, some people don't know that, right? So that's equally important, that men, you know, nurture their feminine, start playing an instrument or dancing or whatever, to really connect on that heart level. Also, you know, not speaking only about, I don't know, great soccer game, you know, let's drink a beer, but, you know, really connecting on a heart level, like, what's going on for you? How do you feel, you know, like, on a different level. So right. I also see that this is happening more, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And more men's circle also starting. So I really try to, you know, motivate my men to start a men's circle, because I think it's so needed. So back to that rituals you were suggesting, you know, waking up in the morning in a different way. And I really think that's something like creating a new habit, because I think we are all so habitual in, you know, grabbing our phones, getting things done, going, checking out emails right first thing in the morning, which is so toxic to do.
Right.
And which, as you said, brings us immediately into that masculine doing, getting things done. And so important. So I think it takes probably some time to create a new habit around that. So like on a practical, very practical level, also for you as a mother, you know, like, how does it look for you? Because also when we have a boyfriend, husband lying next to us, how do you do that? Like, okay, dear, like, I do my own thing now. You can sleep.
That's a very good question again, because it's very challenge.
Right.
We have no time nowadays. So
right.
You really need to be, how can I say, have discipline.
Mm-hmm.
It must to have discipline. Otherwise, you will not do it.
Yes.
We will be consumed very quickly by this doing, I need to do this, I need to do that. I don't have time, I need to hurry up. And easily the day is gone and you didn't do your practice. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's also one of the challenges that I have right now, especially with a baby, to take care of myself, to self-care. But as I said, when you wake up, first thing you do, don't look to your husband, try not to see your kids, and go straight into your womb. 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. You don't. It doesn't need to be a lot.
Yeah.
What I have been doing a lot, it's when they sleep, I put my plugs in and I have some special meditations.
Mm.
And I connect to my womb, my ovaries, and I circulate some energy, some Tao tantric practice that I like to do. So for me, I've been doing lots in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best time I have when they are sleeping. So before I sleep, I go into this field of the yin, and it's also a good way to put me to sleep,
mm-hmm.
because I relax my mind and I'm just in my body feeling myself. And then I have very good dreams as well, and very mm-hmm. good insights during my dreams. So for me, it's working like this. You need to work, you need to find out what works for you best. And doesn't matter the time you do. What is important is that you do at least every day, that you have a little bit of self-care, self-practice. And one thing that I forgot to say, and I wanted to say actually, it's for women, if you have no time and you want to do something super feminine,
mm-hmm.
do belly dance.
Yes.
It works very well. And it's also very good for fertility.
Mm-hmm.
If you're thinking about get pregnant, go to belly dance.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a powerful practice. It's all about the womb space. You don't really think about it, but it's all about that. It's the fertility dance. It's super powerful. And mm-hmm. it's something millenar, very special, very sacred.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So you also teach yin yoga. You know, you were talking a lot about the yin aspect of life, this receptive, the soft, the slow, the dark, you know, the more intuitive part of our being. And what I also see in the yoga world is that it's also very masculine, that we take this attitude of competing and achieving onto our yoga mat even, you know, and that the yoga doesn't become about connecting to ourselves, but becomes about achieving poses.
Right.
And what I also love about the yin yoga is that it's really about not doing. So how do you see that development also in the yoga world, and how is it for you? Like, you went into yin yoga, like, what are your main practices, and how do you see it, like, the development in the yoga world?
Well, I've been doing yoga already 10 years, and in the beginning of my practice, I used to do lots of hatha yoga, strong hatha yoga, vinyasa, and ashtanga.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted to go all the series and do all the very challenge pose and all of that. So in the beginning, I pushed myself a lot to achieve certain pose. And I think most of people, they go through this in the beginning of yoga. And then after a while, especially after diving into this feminine world, I understood that this is not really important, actually. And for me, it became much more interesting to understand what is happening inside of my body and to really bring the vitality into my practice, the life force, the prana, to activate this, not to make myself more exhausted, you know. And the yin practice was a great way to achieve without doing it. Mm-hmm. So much. It's you're just there relaxing. Sometimes the pose doesn't look so nice, but actually you're doing a lot, just staying quiet and breathing, and it goes very deep. So for me, it's a very powerful practice. Nowadays, I have deep respect for yin yoga. And also what I have been doing the last years, it's something that I call Shakti Yoga. It's a feminine flow, basically. So I combine some asana postures with some breathing exercise, shaking, practice that will bring sexual vitality, life force,
mm-hmm.
and bring more energy instead of deplete us, actually. So basically I'm doing my own thing in a more feminine way.
Mm. That's so beautiful.
Yes.
I love that.
And something that supports my body, you know, mm-hmm. as a woman. That's the main thing. Support my hormonal balance.
Mm.
Because then life becomes easier and I'm happier and I feel good and I have tons of energy to share and inspire and everything. Yeah.
Mm. Beautiful. I love your practice. It's amazing. So this word women's empowerment is a lot present. You know, women need to be empowered and let's empower each other. And so what is women's empowerment for you? What is an empowered woman?
An empowered woman, she knows who she is, where she is going, what she wants for her life. And she also knows when to say no. She respects herself, her boundaries. She respects her body. She knows how to live many different archetypes inside of her. She's not ashamed of being wild and free, or maybe, you know, the crazy woman. She honors herself, her emotions. For me, this is empowerment. She's not scared or afraid of her sexuality as well. She's not scared of saying her needs, of speaking her needs and asking for what she needs. Yeah, it comes first to all these worlds. Yeah.
So you also said not judging herself about her emotions.
Right.
That's something that I see in our society a lot, that women judge themselves for being emotional. For that, you know, we deviate in this dual mindset of this is a good emotion, this is a bad emotion. So how did you learn that to embrace? Or what do you say to women, like, when they feel ashamed or they're not allowing themselves to feel everything?
This is something that requires some practice, because of course we don't want to feel pain, we don't want to see the darkness inside of us. So it's very important, when I work with women, we always try to cleanse ourselves first, to purify the body, in order to create space for the good and beautiful energy. But the darkness, the traumas, the negativity, thoughts, emotions are very important for us, because we grow through them. Stepping out of our comfort zone, it's when we grow in our lives. So it's very important to go there, and in order for you to understand yourself. So it's a way to accept. It's very important to accept those emotions. I think it's the first step. To accept and then look at them, face at them, and learn from them. And yeah, I help women to do this work. Sometimes it's not easy and requires lots of practice, lots of self-love practice as well, because sometimes it's not good what we see. And we need to learn to accept and love ourselves, don't feel guilty, you know, and to understand that sometimes we do mistakes as well. And bad things happen, and we need to grow through this in life. We must to face it. We have no choice. And Tantra helps this, like embrace the bad or the good, embrace it all, and try to learn from that. And I try to inspire people to go through this. And also that's my inner work as well, because it's a never-ending work on ourselves.
Very true. Very true. Yeah, so working with women, a lot of trauma surfaces. Yeah, working with women, and I'm realizing that myself, diving into these practices more deeply also in my own practice, is that it's not only what happened in our personal childhood, but it's proven, you know, that through the DNA, like really, like DNA is, you know, it's a code in our cells. So like that over, you know, years of ancestral lines, trauma can be passed on into this lifetime. And this is something that I'm more and more feeling and realizing, that, you know, the feminine on a, you know, global level has been abused, you know, suffocated, quietened for years. So I think it's very brave working with women. Like, really, I give you a lot of gratitude I have for what you do, because it takes also bravery and a strong woman to do that, to hold space for this trauma that surfaces through that work, when we go there, when we go into a womb, when we breathe, mm-hmm. when we become more conscious about our menstrual cycle and all these pains, shames, feelings around that surfaces, right?
Right.
So can you speak a little bit about that from your experience, like what you, observing, like how do you experience that? How do you hold space for that? For other women, but also for women themselves. Because when we go there, as you said, then things surfaced, which are, painful.
Yeah. Well, as a woman and holding space for other women, it sometimes can be very difficult. As you said, some ugly things can come up to the surface, like sexual abuse and pedophilia and all this very heavy stuff. And sometimes can be very challenging. I must just say, sometimes as a therapist, it can be very challenging for us to hold space for them. And for this reason, it's also very important as a therapist that we take care of ourselves and we have our own cleansing practice in a daily basis to be able to...
What do you do for the cleansing after the work?
I have some meditations, special meditations. I use some herbs. I take shower with some herbs. Mm-hmm. And it's basically meditation, the herbs, and spend time in nature. That's mm-hmm. the most powerful one. Put my womb in nature, lying down on my belly, and breathe with the earth. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite practices. And it's something very easy to do and that I do almost every day, to put my womb on the earth and breathe and just get this electric magnetic energy from the earth into my body. And this gives me some lots of vitality to go through my day and work with women. Yeah. And for me, the best way to work with them also, it's to come from a space of love and vulnerability. And she's my sister. Mm-hmm. I know I'm holding space, I'm therapist, but at the same time, it's a sister and we come from love is the first thing for me, And that's the most important.
Beautiful.
Come from a space of love.
Thank you. So you were also talking about, sexuality before. And so what would be something you said already, slowing down is something that always works, like only from a place of relaxation we can feel pleasure, we can even feel libido. I think this is why many, people feel like having sex again when they are on holidays, or lying in the sun, because they feel relaxed, right? So for people like, other than slowing down, what would you recommend bringing more consciousness, more awareness in their sexuality? Also meeting a partner with themselves.
Breathe together. That's a big one. Look in the eyes, connect with the other person. Make sure this person that you are together deserves to be with you, that you feel really honored by this person, that you love this person, because your body is sacred. So it deserves someone special to be inside of you,
Yes.
And that's very important part of things that I share with the girls as well. Honor yourself, your body. So receive this man. Make sure it's a person that loves you, that honors you as a whole. Not only your body, but also your emotional, your energy, everything. And look in his eyes. Breathe together, circulate the energy together. And this is one of the Tao Tantric practice, to breathe and circulate the energy. And move slowly and also exhale, make sounds. Mm-hmm. Allow the body to express. Don't hold. Yeah, I think it comes all this right now. Yeah,
beautiful.
Oh, just these little techniques, it's already a lot.
Just looking to each other's eyes. Some people don't do that. Do you know that? They close the eyes like the whole time through.
Right. They're imagining something else.
I know. It's insane.
Oh, that's another one. Be in the present moment. Mm-hmm. But the breath helps with that.
Yes.
And the gazing as well. But it's very important not thinking about what to do next. Or
yes. And also to take that achievement away, just like that it's about intimacy, really connecting first, really breathing, just looking to each other's eyes. I think it's such a simple but one of the most powerful practices I know.
Exactly.
To just be present and eye gaze, you know, for 1 minute, 3 minutes, how long you want. So it's so powerful, this practice.
And another thing.
Yes, please.
Postpone the orgasm. Mm. So when you feel to like have an orgasm, say, okay, a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
And just enjoy each other. As you said, don't think about the achievement, but enjoy the journey with this beautiful person.
Mm-hmm. And I remember times when I was single and, you know, giving myself away too easily, not, you know, necessarily for the sake of approval. I mean, every woman loves that too, but also for my own pleasure. I was like, oh, I really want some connection, you know, some cuddling or even like the physical connection. But always when I did that afterwards, I was like, it was not worth it. You know, like what you said, like really making love with someone who loves you is like a whole new level of connection. And I think it's supposed to be that. But what I found, and I would love to hear your opinion too on that, is that whenever I felt, you know, I want to connect with someone, I want to be with a man, but it was from a place of, you know, from a place of needing that physical connection and being in that kind of needy space, it never was a good experience. So afterwards, I was always like, I would have preferred to be with myself. So what would you suggest women who, you know, are single and really, but at the same time craving, you know, maybe a sensuality, you know, some pleasure, like what are different practices? I know you also work with yoni eggs and, you know, like crystal dildos, you know, like, yeah, like what, like you have some experience with that, right? So maybe you can share a little.
Yes, yes. Thank you for this question. I have so many things to say that now I'm, where should I start? You said something very nice, that sometimes as women, we always think, oh, for I have some cuddle and receive some love, I need a man. But actually, you can receive this from another sister.
Mm.
And the women's circle, it's a great place for that. To have the support and also cuddle. Start to hug your sisters. Why women, we don't hug each other anymore.
Right.
And just cuddle each other. Why not? It's not about being lesbian or not lesbian. It's just about sharing love with another human being. And this is very nourishing for women's body. Women's body, they open, they blossom when they have physical contact. Mm-hmm. We need this, women, more than men even. So I totally understand you, what you were saying, like, oh, I needed a cuddle. And yeah, so spend time with your sisters. If you are single and you don't want to look desperate, running after guys.
Tindering around.
Yeah. Spend time with yourself, self-care, things that nourish yourself. And then we come to the yoni egg practice. It's something very healing and also very nourishing and very powerful as well, I must say. We amplify a lot our energy field circulating this sexual energy. So learn to circulate this energy and then people will be attracted by you because your radiance will inspire others. You don't need to search for no one. Just take care of yourself. Take care of your garden and the butterflies will come, right? I love that saying.
Yeah. Beautiful.
But it's so beautiful. It's exactly about that. Take care of yourself and all the rest will come.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. Be in your energy, yin field, slowly, self-loving, spend time with your sisters, play with your yoni eggs, your crystal diddles. Yeah, find support if you need to talk about it, something. If you want to learn about yoni eggs, find someone close to you to teach you and go for it. There are many ways. You don't need to be alone at home eating comfort food or fucking any guy around, you know.
Yes, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. And it will make you feel even worse, as you said. Like,
true.
So it's just wasting of your energy and time. It's better to have a good book and a cup of tea sometimes.
Definitely.
It's much better.
Yeah, and I wish that women, you know, even women in teenage years would get to know that and get taught about other women, that our bodies are sacred and not everyone is allowed to get in. Yeah, get in, right? So, and we don't let anyone, I don't know, in our bathroom or, you know, not any person. So it's crazy how random sometimes we as women, you know, give away our bodies, you know, to just this idea of getting love or pleasure, while the first step would be to give that to ourselves first.
Right.
And not make it depending on some external guy.
Yes. Otherwise, we always will suffer if we are seeking from another person.
For sure.
We must be the first one to give this, what we need to ourselves.
Yes.
And from this space, we are going to attract another person that will see that. The self-worth and self-love. And this person for sure will honor this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's so beautiful. And it was actually when I met my partner in that moment where I decided to completely focus on my mission in this life. And then I met him. When I made this decision that I will not, you know, prioritize a guy for my own life mission in this life.
Wow.
When I made that choice, I met the one I'm supposed to be with.
You see?
It's very interesting how
it
works.
It's amazing, yeah.
Right? So then you will attract the right person when you love yourself first.
And let it go and forget
totally.
About it.
I totally forgot. I was like, I'm going to be single now for the next 3 years and just focus on my job. And bam, there he was, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty amazing. So one more question. Like earlier when we didn't record yet, we talked about the mystery of the feminine. And I really love how you describe that the feminine itself is mysterious, you know, that it's not, you know, playboy, porn, get naked, you know, it's not interesting, right? So that this secrets, like, you know, the lingerie and like not showing everything, and that it's way more interesting. And what I observe in social media is that women, you know, expose themselves and also selling that as women's empowerment, saying I'm so empowered, I strip off, but behind that I feel often is this exact neediness we were talking about before, seeking pleasure, or not seeking pleasure but seeking attention from guys, other women, look how beautiful I am, please give me some likes. And yeah. So it's so easy to, you know, get some attention in these days. And yeah, I see that like questioning around that. And I really love what you said about the mystery, that we take away the mystery of the feminine if we expose ourselves in that way, right? And not honoring that sacredness, and not everyone should see actually ourselves stripped off in social media. Like, maybe you can share a little bit about your view on that.
Yes, I think you said almost everything. It's like, in my point of view, I'm not like this. I like to keep a mystery. Mm-hmm. I think the only person that should see myself completely naked or in a very sexual position and something like this, it's my beloved. Mm-hmm. Because I choose him and he will feel much more special like that as my man. If I show myself like this for everyone, what else do I have special to give to him? Nothing. It's everybody already know, already have seen it. So it's very important for us as women to keep something special to give for our beloved. And for sure, he will be very proud of that, that he is the only one to be able to see this gorgeous woman that he's loving or having a relationship or whatever. So for me, it's not about empowerment. To be an empowered woman, it's not about show yourself sexually or all of that. As you said, for me, it's very important, the mystery. Mm-hmm. I like to keep the mystery. And even talking about the sacred priestess arts, I think it's nice to keep among the women. I don't like to share for all the men to know about the yoni egg practice or about the practice I do with my clients. I don't like to share this because this is sacred. Mm-hmm. Those are our little tools, our little sacred rituals mm-hmm. that make us super beautiful and special and radiant. Mm-hmm. And it's the feminine mysterious world. And it's very special. Let's keep it among us women and sacred and secret.
Yes, I love that.
Me too.
I love that. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
I really love that, especially in the world of exposure we live in, where it seems to be admired to expose as much as we can. Then this value of secretness and sacredness of the mystery is lost. And I think it's so important that we keep that. And as you said, I really like that you even don't talk to your men about these practices you do.
Right.
Because it's under amongst us women.
Exactly. It's our thing.
Right.
Not their thing.
Love that. So the last question is... So, if it's a big one, get ready.
Of course.
So, if tomorrow would be your last day on this planet and you have a few things to say to humanity, to women, men, like what you've learned in your life and you think is really important to what you understood and what people should really know and focus on.
That's a huge one. First thing that comes into my body, it's love, 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 family. For me, it's spend time with your beloveds, you know. Spend time with family. Love each other. Be your best what you can, empower each other, respect each other, your friends, your beloveds, your family members, and respect Mother Earth, please. Be with nature, become one with nature, come back to your natural way, go back to the natural ways, eat more organic food. You know, all this... These little things make such a big difference in our lives. We have much better quality of life going back to the natural ways. Living in community, respecting each other, loving, respecting Mother Earth, connecting to Mother Earth, and not worrying too much. Mm-hmm. That's what I've been learning from the elders. Don't worry too much about future. Mm-hmm. Just live your present moment. And it can be challenged, but just live your present moment and try to learn with everybody. Everybody can be your teacher. Yeah.
Thank you. And you are an amazing teacher.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for being such a great inspiration for me and all the women out there. Thank you so much for your time, Caroline. And let me know, like, how can you live in Bali, Ubud, right? This is where you are located. So when people visit Ubud and they would love to have a private session with you or come to one of your women's circles or do some work with you, where can they get in touch?
So there are three main ways they can get in touch with me. Facebook, I'm Caroline Pontual in my Facebook. And in Instagram, it's My Feminine Soul, all together. And my website is myfemininesoul.com. It's coming online soon.
Great. My Feminine Soul. Beautiful.
.com.
Yes, we will put everything in the show notes so for the people to visit your websites. And I really hope that many people will come to Bali and get inspired by the amazing work you do and by the amazing expression of the Divine Feminine you are. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Love.
Thank you so much, Wanda. I also admire you so much. Thank you for the invitation to be here and to teach with you. It's such an inspiration for me as well.
Thank you so much, Caroline.
Thank you, love.
And thank you, everyone, for listening, all the amazing, beautiful women out there. We send you so much love here from Bali, and also all the men that were listening. And also, yeah, if you felt inspired through that podcast, I really hope so. Please share it with your sisters, with your friends, with your husband, with your men. Yes, yeah, so that more and more people get to know about, the what should happen on a global level of honoring the divine feminine in all of us. So lots of love, you guys, and namaste.
Namaste.
Vielen Dank fürs Einschalten und Zuhören. Wenn dir diese Folge gefallen hat, freue ich mich, wenn du auch nächste Woche wieder mit dabei bist. Finde alle Infos zum Podcast unter www.wandabadwal.com, Spotify, Apple Podcast oder deiner Lieblings-Podcast-Plattform. Ich freue mich, wenn du mir folgst, den Podcast mit deinen Freunden teilst und eine positive Bewertung dalässt. Denn nur mit deiner Unterstützung kann der Podcast wachsen und so viele Menschen wie möglich inspirieren. Danke, dass du dabei warst. Ich wünsche dir eine wundervolle Zeit und wir hören uns nächste Woche. Namaste.